This goes to PACE, P-A-C-E, all caps, fax 989-953-5801, regarding Dorothy, D-O-R-O-T-H-Y, Peoples. It's P-E-A-P-P-L-E-S. Date of birth, January 2nd, 1945. Dear Sirs at PACE, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Peoples, who was seen in consultation on February 10th of this year for elevated creatinine levels. And a history of obstructive uropathy. Today she is feeling well. She does continue to receive magnesium infusions, 2 grams on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, through her medication port in the right chest. She also takes oral magnesium. She had lab studies done for us May 15th, and the levels are slightly improved again. She is feeling well. Her hemoglobin levels have actually started to improve also. She is taking oral iron, and that seems to be helping and not causing any side effects or GI distress. Currently, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, intermittent diarrhea without blood or melena. Stools are dark usually because of the oral iron supplements. She does have edema in the lower extremities. She is very hard of hearing, but can read lips, so you must look at her when you're talking and not at paperwork. Her weight is stable. She's actually gained about 3 pounds since she was seen in consultation in February. And she states she is feeling well currently. Medications. I want to highlight midodrine, 10 milligrams 3 times a day. Potassium chloride is 10 milliequivalent daily. Spironolactone, 50 milligrams daily. She gets vitamin B12 injections monthly. Zoloft, Protonix, oxybutynin, Metamucil, Lamotil for diarrhea, Gas X, oral iron. Plavix is 75 milligrams daily, Lipitor 40 milligrams daily, aspirin 81 milligrams daily, Tylenol for pain, and Advair Discus. Physical exam, weight 130 pounds, pulse is 62 and regular, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff 140 over 68. Lungs are clear with the prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular with a grade 2 over 6 murmur. Abdomen soft without ascites. And she does have 1+ edema of the lower extremities bilaterally. Labs were done 5/15/20/26. Creatinine 1.19. Estimated GFR is 46. Calcium is 9.6, sodium 136, potassium 4.9, carbon dioxide 20, albumin 4.1, phosphorus 3.0. Iron is 92, iron saturation 22%, ferritin is low at 21. Her magnesium was 1.3, hemoglobin is 11.2. Normal white count, normal platelets, but intact parathyroid hormone is very elevated at 887.4. So that's going to be rechecked in 1 month. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3 A to B, chronic kidney disease with slight improvement in creatinine level this month. I'd like her to continue getting renal chemistries every 3 months. 2, hypertension, well controlled. 3, anemia, which seems to be improving, most likely iron deficiency, but she seems to be responding to oral ferrous sulfate, so that should be continued regularly on a daily basis, and markedly elevated of parathyroid hormone with normal calcium levels currently. So the labs that we want to recheck will be an intact parathyroid hormone renal panel, CBC, and vitamin D125 dihydroxy. She may need a nuclear medicine parathyroid scan once we get these levels back if the parathyroid hormone remains that elevated to look for a parathyroid adenoma. But we would like you to get labs done in 1 month for us, and that lab order has been sent by fax, and we'll also call to notify staff at PACE to make sure that gets done in 1 month. And she should have other renal chemistries done every 3 months, as well as a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.